Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, Mike Snyder and Brad Sellers.
Welcome to Cavs HQ. I'm Mike Snyder along with Brad Sellers. The Cavaliers into a week-long road trip as they go from New York to Miami and then to Dallas before they come back home again. A little bumpy beginning. We'll get into the trip. We got a big show this evening. Terrific weekend the Cavs had as they inducted their inaugural class of the Wall of Honor. And we had a chance to sit down with the man who founded the Cavaliers franchise, the first owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, the visionary Nick Mulledy, in town. Had a chance to talk with him. We'll have our conversation with Nick and share with you his special moment. Scott Cirilla will join us. The Canton Charge season is underway. We'll find out about some of the young guys who are playing in Canton that someday may be playing at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, Brad. And for the guys who are playing here now, it's been a little bumpy of late for the Cavs, hasn't it?
Well, it has lately, but all in all, we've had a great beginning of the season. I think to see the young players that we have flourishing early and getting their feet wet, I think is going to be an extra added bonus as the season progresses on. And I just like the energy that they're bringing. I think everybody in this town is pleasantly surprised with what's going on down here.
When you were 19 and 20, it was at the college level, right? We've got guys out there running around the NBA. That's a little different, isn't it?
It is. You and I talked about it before. At 19 years old, you're just a year removed from high school, and you got guys playing at a major professional level here and playing against real professional people who make a living at this, and these guys are just getting their feet wet. So the experience that they're picking up now, I think you can buy it, and I think it's just going to pay fruitful dividends for us later.
Brad, Kevin Porter Jr. the other night gets his first start at Madison Square Garden. Talk a little bit about that. That is a special place.
Well, here, I think for every basketball player in this country that dreams of playing at a professional level, Madison Square Garden is a place where you want to perform well. He had his first start in the Garden, and he responded well. And his commentary after the game, Mike, was even beautiful because he knew where he was. He knew what it meant. He knew what it meant in the history of the basketball analog as we move forward. I think that he has a tremendous upside as he starts to develop further and further in this league.
You look at his size, it looks like he can do a lot of different things. He had 18 points in that game. Also, has some vision and a feel for the game, doesn't he?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And the thing about it is he really doesn't even know. You know, he's just a young guy playing a sport that he loves to play and playing at a high level. Wait till he starts to really understand the mechanism within this league and how it works and how you have to excel on a nightly basis. The thing that he's got to pick up, and I think all the other young players have to pick up, Mike, is really this. You have to be able to know that you're going to play maybe three or four nights in a week, and you have to know how to get your rest and be able to perform. You can't be up and down all the time. You got to have some consistency in this league.
And there are no nights off in this league, right? You look at Darius Garland. I think Coach Beilein's talked about it. Every night there's a heck of a point guard out there. That's something there. And he only played five games of college ball, Brad, so this is all learning for him too, isn't it?
For Darius, it's really learning. I mean, he's playing a position where it's very impactful in this league. I'm going to see some straight studs here coming his way on a nightly basis. They take no prisoners. So you have to develop a mentality where that you are going to meet the challenge. You're going to come out and play hard and attack them every night. Once you earn their respect, then you'll start to make much more progress in this league. But really, right now, it's really about getting his feet wet, figuring out how the point position works really in this league.
Brad, they've had a very nice start. I think most people are happy about that. It's been a little bumpy of late. But one of the things you always say to me, hey, Mike, they scout you, they get that tape on you, and they adjust. And now it's up to individual players and a team to adjust, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I know we jumped off to a great start early, and then what happened is I told you, I said, let them get tape on you, right? And then so you get through on the first pass, you do well. They get tape on you now. You come back, they're prepared for the second round. I think you saw that in the Philly game. I thought you saw that in the Knick game. And then once you understand they now have tape on you, you've got to go back and do your homework to make sure that you understand how you can counteract some of the things that it has success for you, has success against us, especially against the last couple games that we had.
Well, it's been a bumpy stretch here, but the Cavaliers always of interest to see how the young guys, and even in a rough night against the Knicks, to see Kevin Porter Jr. do what he did is certainly encouraging when we look at big picture for the Cavaliers. We are just getting started. It's Cavs HQ, a very special edition as we're going to look back at the great weekend, the Wall of Honor, a chance to visit with Nick Mulledy, talk about also some of the alumni who came to town as well. That's all coming up on Cavs HQ after this timeout.
Every Friday night Monsters home game is a 1-2-3 Friday where fans can enjoy $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale hot dogs, and $3 select beer specials. For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. I was clean.
The Lumineers 3, the World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. With special guest, Mount Joy. On sale now, available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.
Chest congestion is awful, and it's even worse when it comes with a cough or a stuffed up nose. That's why Mucinex has maximum strength tablets for more than just chest congestion. Mucinex DM relieves cough, and Mucinex D relieves nasal congestion. Maximum strength Mucinex tablets go to work fast and provide long-lasting relief. Only Mucinex fights your symptoms for up to 12 hours with one dose. Mucinex in, Mucinex out. Earn Pro Points on Mucinex purchases at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Get to the newly transformed Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and light the land with your Cleveland Monsters. Exciting promotions, concession deals, and an unforgettable fan experience make Monsters hockey serious fun.
Friday, November 22nd is Hockey Fights Cancer Night, benefiting Prayers from Maria, featuring a special sunflower jersey auction for pediatric cancer research.
For tickets, visit ClevelandMonsters.com or visit any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Monsters hockey, light the land.
Another Medicare mailer, and another Medicare mailer, more Medicare mailers.
John, why don't you just go to Discount Drug Mart?
Hi, Wilma Smith here for my friends at Discount Drug Mart. It's Medicare open enrollment time, and we all know how complicated choosing a Medicare plan can be. Not with Discount Drug Mart. With your list of medications, Drug Mart's pharmacist can provide a free Medicare plan consultation, allowing you to select a plan that best fits your needs and saves you money. Discount Drug Mart saves you the Medicare runaround.
Enroll your child in Monsters Kid Nation, presented by Scene 75, the official kids fan club of the Cleveland Monsters. Your child will receive free ticket offers, awesome gear, benefits, and one-of-a-kind experiences. Enroll now at clevelandmonsters.com/kidnation.
Glad to have you with us on Cavs HQ. I'm Mike Snyder along with Brad Sellers. The Cavaliers in the early going of the season, their 50th season, and a lot to celebrate this year. In the recent Wall of Honor induction, it was just a terrific, really, weekend and celebration, Brad Sellers, to have Wayne Embry in town, Nick Meletti in town, to have John Johnson's family, Hot Rod Williams' family in town, and of course, remembering the great first head coach of the Cavaliers, Bill Fitch, and then all the alumni that came back. I know you were talking to Phil Hubbard, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so here, this was a basketball moment in this town. First, it was a great opportunity, a great ceremony to put together to recognize 50 years of this organization being connected to this community and all the players that have come through here. The guys were excited to be here. Phil Hubbard called me from the road and let me know that he was going to be in. He was happy to be back here. And then just an array of people that showed up here to be honored, and even guys that just came back to be a part of it. Mike Sanders was here. Mike Sanders was a thorn in my side, right? And I was good to see that they're still out and about in their own communities doing well.
Now, they had a ceremony at halftime, and of course, before the game, late in the morning, they had the actual formal induction ceremonies, and it was great as they went to the Wall of Honor and revealed their look and their special place on that Wall of Honor. I know Austin Carr presented Bill Fitch. It was great to have John Johnson's son here and family to represent him. Wayne Embry here today, or here for the weekend, and of course John Hot Rod Williams' family here, and Larry Nance. Just Larry and Hot Rod were so close, and Hot Rod's daughter was here as well, and of course Nick Meletti. It was just a special ceremony. The emotion in that room, Brad, I could feel it. You know, it felt so. Hot Rod Williams and his family. I know we'll talk more about him, but his daughter there, just beautiful to see her up there and speaking, and it was just great. And Wayne Embry, of course, and I know you know Wayne very well, and what a fixture for this organization. What a pioneer he was, too.
Well, here, Wayne was not only a pioneer, he put his imprint on this club here. I mean, Cleveland basketball really turned around I think when Wayne got his hands on the GM position here. And I just think all the guys that got honored in this entire ceremony, I want to just tell you, Wayne leads the charge, Nick Mulletti, Hot Rod, Bill Fitch, all those guys are just phenomenal people, right? And they have a real hand stamp on this game of basketball here in Cleveland. And I'm just fortunate to say that I had contact with just the entire crew, right? And so, and I played against a few, but just to say that we're out here recognizing their contribution to what the Cavalier basketball and Cavalier history is about.
And where it came from, really the beginning in that first year, you know, that awful first year, and Bill Fitch trying to guide them through it, and he did. And then you get to that point of that miracle of Richfield, and Fitch was just great. I know there was a clip there about Bill and Joe Tate, so, you know, everybody on his team, they hate you. And he says, well, that's all right. At least I got them to agree on something. And that's the way it was with Bill. But he loved his guys, and they love him year later. And that's something, Brad, as a player, sometimes you don't like your head coach, or at least at the moment, but he's making you better, and that's what he did.
Well, Bill has a history in this game. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. And then you have to hear the old guys talk about him. You have to hear Austin talk about him and Jones them around and the impact and imprint he had on their own individual careers. And so he's a guy that started his journey in the league here, really, and then just went on to Boston from there and then Houston from there, and he's done his thing. And so he has a huge impact and is not to be forgotten here in this town.
And John Johnson, the very first player the Cavs ever drafted. JJ, a terrific player. I know Jim Jones was talking about him. His versatility was also something that I'd kind of forgotten about, but he was kind of a pioneer player, and then he went on and played with the Seattle championship team. So really just a unique class, you know, JJ, as he was called, and it was just, terrific to have his son here with their family. I guess they boarded a flight at 5 a.m. to be there. It just struck me the family-like atmosphere, that whole kind of private ceremony in the morning to see all the alumni. It was a celebration. And one thing I should point out, too, that all of the players whose numbers are retired, and of course Joe Tate, the microphone retire, all of those players and Joe, they'll be on the Wall of Honor, too, because I think there was a little confusion. Some people have asked me, well what about, you know, where's Bingo Smith and so forth? Well, no, they're all there, too. But this is the first class of those who are honored now on the Wall of Honor. And it was so special. You know, Brad, I had a chance to talk with Nick Mulletti afterwards, after that first ceremony, not the halftime ceremony. And, you know, it was really a time in Cleveland. Things weren't so good when Nick put things together. And that's why we have NBA basketball and the Cleveland Cavaliers. So our conversation, our chance to sit down with Nick Mulletti and get some of his thoughts as he remembered back then when he saw the vision to bring the NBA to Cleveland. We'll have that conversation with Nick. That's coming up. It's Cavs HQ, Mike Snyder along with Brad Sellers, and we're back after this timeout.
Bring the family to Cavs basketball with the Control Prepaid MasterCard Family Fun Pack.
Bounces and hands down a lady! Doctor's home a dunk.
Get four tickets and four fan meals for all weekend home games this season, starting at just $13 per ticket.
Finds Love. He'll take that three. Got knocked down. He knocks it down. And Kevin Love has a chance for the four-point play.
Get your Control Prepaid MasterCard Family Fun Pack today at Cavs.com/offers. Let's go Cavs.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
The Lumineers 3, the World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, with special guest Mount Joy. On sale now, available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
Hi, all. Jimmy Hanlon here. Do you want to play unlimited golf for the rest of 2019 for just a card fee? Yeah, you heard it right. All the golf, no greens fees. Now you can at Stonewater Golf Club or Little Mountain Country Club. Stonewater and Little Mountain have great individual or corporate memberships now available for 2020. If you join either club for 2020, you can play the rest of 2019, both clubs, for just a card fee. The sooner you act, the more free golf you get. Hope to see you on the links. Visit us at stonewatergolf.com or littlemountaincc.com.
You hear a lot about the future of energy. Everything from smart technology to a stronger power grid. It may sound complicated, but it's really just a brighter way to deliver what matters most to you. At First Energy, we know energy is important to your life. That's why we're working each and every day to bring you a brighter energy future. See all the bright ways we continue to put you first at firstenergycorp.com.
This man led a group that purchased and created the Cleveland Cavaliers in 1970. He built the Richfield Coliseum, at the time the largest arena in the NBA. He cemented the legacy of professional basketball in the city of Cleveland by committing to a dream. Please welcome the founder and first owner of your Cleveland Cavaliers, Nick Moletti, and members of his family.
Fans, we have one more thing to do here before we leave. And Nick, on behalf of our chairman, Dan Gilbert, and the rest of the Cleveland Cavalier organization, and all of these alumni that are here tonight, and all of these great fans, we like to present to you the 2016 NBA championship ring that has your name on it because of all the things that you have done for this Cavalier basketball team.
Welcome back to Cavs HQ, a very special time for the Cavaliers organization unveiling the Wall of Honor. And the man that really brought it all together joins us now, first owner of the Cavaliers, the visionary of bringing NBA basketball to Cleveland. We welcome Nick Moletti. Nick, it's great to see you. How does it feel for you to be back in Cleveland?
I love it. My son and his wife are here, and that's what's important.
Family always is your story, I know. And this Cavaliers family, I know you were moved at the ceremony to see so many of the past players here. That was special, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It looks easy, but it's not easy. Nothing's easy.
No, you know, Nick, and nothing was easy in Cleveland at that time. So you saw through. Cleveland was going through a rough time, right, economically. And take us a little bit about your vision to put this together, and the times were not the best.
Well, George Steinbrenner tried it and had a basketball team. And Art Modell tried it, brought in, I think it was maybe 18 Knicks. But I felt that that was not the right way to go. I felt the team had to have a home, and Cleveland was the logical home because of the situation. Everybody was leaving except me, so it made it easy. No, I'm serious. It was easy, relatively speaking. The team was the city, and the city was the team. And any shortcut didn't work, because it wasn't a shortcut need. It was a major league need. And when they won the championship, I was thinking of that. It made me feel good.
Oh, it sure should have, Nick. I mean, that was the ultimate dream, and it finally happened. And
yeah.
And it goes back to, I mean, when you put this thing together, that first year was tough. Were you wondering when you got into the basketball, took about 15 games. Talk a little bit about Bowling Green and that connection that helped put this together, right?
Well, that's where it all started. I was active in the alumni, and I asked Dwight Perry, Jim Hove, Jim Lessig, and I forget who else was there. at the Union Club in where the Union Commerce Bank is, and I said, let's have a basketball game. And they said, you're crazy. You don't need a basketball team like a hole in the head. But I stood my ground and dragged them over to the arena. And on the wall, it was white. And there was no activity in the arena, I mean, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I said, are you crazy? That makes no sense. A beautiful building. The arena was really nice. And we went from there. I just didn't stop.
Well, it sure did work out. And so Bowling Green had that game, and it was a good crowd that came to the game. And then you went forward, and you looked at Cleveland. You said, what was one of the things you told me a little bit ago? The population center, hey, other cities had a basketball team. Cleveland did not, right?
Well, it wouldn't have mattered if it was, say, New York and L.A., but Milwaukee and Phoenix had teams. And these were $2 cities. Cleveland was the eighth largest city in America. And I had great love for it. And we made it happen, that's all.
Still, you sure did. You grew up here, John Adams High School.
Yeah.
You made a point, but it was all about Cleveland. That was the thing, Nick. I think and people need to know that follow the Cavaliers to this day. You wanted it here in Cleveland. You made it happen, and now it's gone all these years later in the franchise, 50 years, Nick, and recently a championship. That was special when you saw that.
Well, the people that were introduced today and the ones who did the introducing were special people. That was the rule I gave Fitch when we drafted. I said, we got to have quality people. And we had quality people up and down the line, 100%. We didn't have any bums. We didn't have any wise guys. We had people who loved the game and loved each other. And that's easier said than done, believe me.
And you saw that in Bill Fitch, didn't you? Because, I mean, he didn't have no
Well, I took Fitch out of Bowling Green. And, you know, Bowling Green was, there's a Mulledy Alumni Center in Bowling Green. I'm very proud of that. And I took my son there one time. You see your name up there in lights. It's a big deal.
Well, you're a big deal, and you're a visionary, and so many are grateful for your vision, your work to make this happen, Nick, and we're celebrating you and this class, that the first ever Wall of Honor class, and certainly folks are never going to forget Nick Mulledy in Cleveland, and the Cavaliers take the floor every day, man. It's because of you with that vision. Thank you for being with us, sir.
Thank you. My pleasure.
It was really an honor for me to have a chance to sit down with Nick Mulledy and talk with him and look back at what he was able to do here. It really, Brad, it was amazing. I mean, in modern times, to think that he owned the Cavs, the Indians. He owned the radio station I work for now. He developed, built really the Coliseum. He did all of this, and you know, he brought people together. People kind of chuckled. Well, Nick did a lot, but with other people's money. But the thing was, he was a visionary and was able to bring people together, get together to get things done.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And like I said before, I just think that his handprint is all over this organization, from being at the Coliseum, he used to arrange it so the Plain Dealer would give away Cavalier tickets when I was a young kid. That's how I got to see a lot of NBA play. I went to see Dr. J first in the Coliseum, my first game ever, for free, because they were giving tickets away through the Plain Dealer, through his deal with Cleveland Plain Dealer.
Is that right?
That's exactly right.
And your
right.
first game ever, you saw Dr.
I saw
J?
Dr. J.
We're going to talk more about that in the future. I did not know that. So you learn something every time on HQ. All right. Well, for Nick Mulledy, now, when I spoke with Nick, it was right after the morning ceremony. Okay, this was before the game itself. Now they have the halftime ceremony. And the halftime ceremony was just beautifully done. I really, you know, Dan Gilbert, the entire Cavs organization, and Campy Russell, really, I know Campy put all of this together. And to have him on the floor, and this moment when he presented Nick Mulledy with the 2016 championship ring, it was one of the most powerful moments that I've ever seen in sports, when you consider the history of what Nick did for this organization. And all these years later, to have him here, to receive that, the culmination, I mean, the ultimate accomplishment by something he founded so long ago, and to be here and now be forever part of that 2016, and to see his reaction, Brad, it was powerful stuff.
Well, I just think it's so classy of this organization to recognize its own history. I mean, here, you, without him, the Cavaliers are not what they are today, right? And as my childhood is not what it is has been leading to my adult life, because he was able to put a franchise here that impacted a lot of people in this town, right? And we grew up and we still bleed wine and gold. That's who we are, right?
Absolutely. You know, and he's a Cleveland kid, you know. He went to John Adams. But that was just a powerful moment. And Campy, I know he did a great job at that ceremony. And when he gave Nick that ring, that was just one of the best moments. A great Cavaliers moment of all time, I think. One of the great moments. And that was very special. We're glad to have you with us on Cavs HQ. We have much more. In fact, we're going to look back. Brad Sellers, you played against Hot Rod Williams, didn't you?
Absolutely. Nightmare sometimes.
We're going to talk about Hot Rod. Also, what about those Cavs of maybe tomorrow down in Canton? What's going on with the Charge? Scott Cirillo will stop by. That's coming up in just a little bit as well. It's Cavs HQ. We are with you from the Fred McLeod Television Studio and Media Room on Cavs HQ. Mike Snyder, Brad Sellers back after this timeout.
Enroll your child in Monsters Kid Nation, presented by Scene 75, the official kids fan club of the Cleveland Monsters. Your child will receive free ticket offers, awesome gear, benefits, and one-of-a-kind experiences. Enroll now at clevelandmonsters.com/kidnation.
Another Medicare mailer, and another Medicare mailer, more Medicare mailers.
John, why don't you just go to Discount Drug Mart?
Hi, Wilma Smith here for my friends at Discount Drug Mart. It's Medicare open enrollment time, and we all know how complicated choosing a Medicare plan can be. Not with Discount Drug Mart. With your list of medications, Drug Mart's pharmacist can provide a free Medicare plan consultation, allowing you to select a plan that best fits your needs and saves you money. Discount Drug Mart saves you the Medicare runaround.
Cleveland! Cavs basketball is back, and so are fan-favorite giveaways and unique theme nights at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Sexton between the circles. Goes the other way, launches a contested three! That's good! Oh, my!
This year's promotion schedule features 6 bobbleheads, family fun nights, Bud's night out, and much more. Don't miss out on all the fun. Head to Cavs.com/promos to see the complete schedule and get your tickets today.
This February, the big tour stops here. Chance the Rapper, February 4th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Special guests Lil Yachty and Taylor Bennett. An all-new experience with songs from The Big Day, Coloring Book, Acid Rap, 10 Day, and more. Get tickets at ChanceRaps.com. Don't miss The Big Tour, Chance the Rapper, live. New album, The Big Day, out now.
I am Chance the Rapper. Good night.
Chest congestion is awful, and it's even worse when it comes with a cough or a stuffed up nose. That's why Mucinex has maximum strength tablets for more than just chest congestion. Mucinex DM relieves cough, and Mucinex D relieves nasal congestion. Maximum strength Mucinex tablets go to work fast and provide long-lasting relief. Only Mucinex fights your symptoms for up to 12 hours with one dose. Mucinex in, Mucinex out. Earn Pro points on Mucinex purchases at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Every Friday night, Monsters home game is a 1-2-3 Friday where fans can enjoy $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale hot dogs, and $3 select beer specials. For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart.
Last week, Cavaliers forward Kevin Love received the October NBA Cares Community Assist Award presented by Kaiser Permanente in recognition of his outstanding efforts to raise awareness, resources, and support for mental health. The award recognizes an NBA player each month who best reflects the passion that the league and its players share for giving back to their communities. In honor of World Mental Health Awareness Day, October 10th, Love hosted a discussion and Q&A session focused on mental wellness and reducing the stigma around depression and anxiety for more than 500 Cavs and Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse employees. Keep up the great work, Kevin. Cavaliers in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be right back with more Cavs HQ.
Who would have thought it? The infants of the NBA riding a four-game win streak, and the hot streak has been fueled by Hot Rod.
Hot Rod turned out to be one of the greatest value draft picks in Cavaliers history.
I don't think people understood how important he was because he could have been a starter on any team in the league.
He had a heart. If he could help anybody, he would.
A guy to me that could play in this league today without any issue.
He could play backup for Satter, backup Ned, or he could start. He's the consummate everyman basketball player. He was an unsung hero.
Welcome back to Cavs HQ. John Hot Rod Williams as we celebrate 50 seasons of Cavaliers basketball. And of course, John going into the Wall of Honor, the late John Hot Rod Williams, as we look back at him and his career, Brad Sellers. He was special, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he definitely had an impact on this team. And I'll just tell you, he was a great teammate. He's a great guy. He's a competitor. He was a guy that fit in well with the team they had surrounded him with. I mean, that team in the late 80s was special. It was a very special team, and Hot Rod just fit in. He did everything that was asked of him to be done.
I love the story Larry Nance shared about, and they were so close, and that every time Larry get a foul, Hot Rod would raise his hand. And Larry said, you know, he'd get fouled out. He goes, three of them were Larry's fouls.
Well, here, I got a different memory. And my memory is that front line of Hot Rod, Larry Nance, and Brad Daugherty coming down the stretch. You could not come in here with anything weak around the basket. They were throwing it out, and they would block it out. And Hot Rod would be like, sellies, no sellies, no sellies. And so,
is that right? Get that out of here, right, sellies? You know, that was – boy, you think about that front line, Brad. And they could do it all, couldn't they?
Yeah, because they were interchangeable, right? And they were interchangeable. They were long. They were very long. So it was no finger rolls, no short shots. You had to come in there and mean business. And they represented not only this organization, they represented the city well. And so we knew coming in here to play the Cavaliers that you were going to have to contend with that front line, and Hot Rod was going to be a factor in the game.
I watched the game of today, and I look at Hot Rod's game. He'd fit in very nicely anywhere, wouldn't he, right now?
Yeah, because he's a guy that can play multiple positions, and he's a guy that you can bring him off the bench, you can start him, he doesn't complain, he just comes out, he works hard, he's a hard worker, and he's just going to do the things necessary for the team to win. He was selfless.
Yeah, because, you know, there he was as a sixth man. He could have started anywhere. It's like Joe Tate said, he could have started anywhere for any team, but he accepted the role here, and then at times they would end up with all three of them out there, and Larry could block shots, Hot Rod could do it all, and then Brad, I mean, once he got the ball down low, Brad Sellers, there wasn't much you could do with Daugherty,
yeah,
was
there?
Yeah,
he was tough and he was wide. So, so I mean, it was a tough matchup. I mean, most of the time I was stuck on Larry, but on Matt switches, I would have to be on Hot Rod. And they were all different. They were all complementary of one another. And I think that's what made the unit work so well together, because they complemented one another.
And I think the thing was that, well, Larry even said he didn't really like Hot Rod when he was an opponent. Mm-hmm. And then he got to know him over here, and then they became probably as close as two people can be in terms of their friendship. And that was the thing about John. He was just such a really just a sweet guy. You know, he was just a great guy. On the floor, he was all business. Mm-hmm. But as a person, he was just a gentle, great guy.
Yeah, you could not dislike Hot Rod Williams. You just could not. I mean, because he was a competitor, but off the floor, was as friendly as you can be. And like I said, I was good friends with Ron Harper. And so what would happen is, because of that friendship, allowed me to develop a friendship with Hot Rod. And so they were just like family guys. That's mm-hmm. what they were. And so we would get together, play around here in the summertime. I mean, it's just like playing with your own teammates.
Well, it's very special to think back. That was a special front line. I can tell from you, Brad Daugherty, Larry Nance, Hot Rod Williams, that was special.
I bring it up all the time, don't I?
It's Cavs HQ, Mike Snyder and Brad Sellers. Yeah, what a great week it was, though. The Cavaliers, again, that Wall of Honor. And Hot Rod Williams, we remember Hot Rod, and what a player, what a man he certainly was. It's Cavs HQ. We're going to find out more about the Canton Charge, some of the young guys of today that we may see tomorrow with the Cavaliers. That's all coming up on Cavs HQ after this timeout.
Millions of fans have witnessed the concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Minutemen HR welcomes the all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories. presented by Hallmark Channel. Two shows, Friday, December 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Reserve seats are on sale now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com and livenation.com.
Another Medicare mailer, and another Medicare mailer, more Medicare mailers.
John, why don't you just go to Discount Drug Mart?
Hi, Wilma Smith here for my friends at Discount Drug Mart. It's Medicare open enrollment time, and we all know how complicated choosing a Medicare plan can be. Not with Discount Drug Mart. With your list of medications, Drug Mart's pharmacist can provide a free Medicare plan consultation, allowing you to select a plan that best fits your needs and saves you money. Discount Drug Mart saves you the Medicare runaround.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and Budweiser present Bud's Night Out. Every Monday and Wednesday home game, get two tickets and two Budweisers for only $50.
He knocks it down.
Catch a game and catch up with your buddy over two ice-cold Buds for just $50. Go to Cavs.com/offers to get this great deal today. That's Cavs.com/offers. Must be 21 or over to purchase.
I was clean. The Lumineers 3, the World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. With special guest, Mount Joy. On sale now. Available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.
Chest congestion is awful, and it's even worse when it comes with a cough or a stuffed up nose. That's why Mucinex has maximum strength tablets for more than just chest congestion. Mucinex DM relieves cough, and Mucinex D relieves nasal congestion. Maximum strength Mucinex tablets go to work fast and provide long-lasting relief. Only Mucinex fights your symptoms for up to 12 hours with one dose. Mucinex in, Mucinex out. Earn Pro Points on Mucinex purchases at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Welcome back to Cavs HQ. Mike Snyder along with Brad Sellers. Glad to have you with us as the Cavaliers still in the early going of the season. Boy, we've had a fun show looking back at the Wall of Honor celebration. The Cavaliers on a road trip right now. A little bumpy part of the schedule right now. The Cavs trying to get out of it as the young guys develop. And Brad Sellers, we're going to talk a little bit about development as we welcome to the show the voice of the Canton Charge. You've heard his name, though, as producer on the Cavaliers Radio Network, Scott Cirilla. And Scott joins us now. Scott, how you doing?
I'm good so far, Mike.
I know. Well, we'll try to keep you good. So even by the end of the segment, you'll still be good.
Well, when you start 3-1, that's always a good thing.
All right.
So
that's
why I'm good in Canton. Everything's all good in Canton.
Threes are good in Canton. You know, a quick take from you, though, on the Wall of Honor. I know, obviously, you grew up a Cavs fan.
Oh, yeah.
For you, what's it been like to really kind of live through this last weekend?
Well, you know, you touched briefly, Mike, a moment ago about Campy Russell, the director of alumni relations. What he's been able to do, if you go back to opening night when we honored the jerseys that were in the rafters, and now the Wall of Honor. I mean, Campy Russell could not have done a better job with really what he's been able to put together so far.
Yeah, it's been great. And so many alumni coming in. It's really been a very cool time.
Well, you know, you said about, you know, Mike Sanders was here, Joel Wilkins. I finally got to meet Roy Hinson for the first time. So, I mean, a great guy. But, I mean, for a basketball fan like myself who's lived here my whole life, I mean, it's been a great couple of weeks so far.
It really has been. And a great start for the Charge, 3-1. So, you know, talk a little bit about this team. What are they looking at with this team this year, Scott, as the season begins?
Well, you know, the thing with the G League that makes it so difficult is guys come and go so much. They change from season to season. And when you're able to maybe keep a couple of guys into the next year, that's always a big plus. But the way it changes so much is what really makes it hard. So for the Charge, they're up to a great start, which is sometimes difficult to do when new guys are coming and going. And the schedule is just going to be, you know, it's just hard to get your feet going early. But what always gives you a chance is defense. They're number 2 in points against. They're number 2 in steals, number 3 in forced turnovers. That's a good start to a season. And that's going to give you a chance to win games.
Well, Scotty, the league is really set up for developmental purposes, right? The NBA and it's all this franchise depending on the coaches down to that level to develop young talent. Because, you know, Mike, they're no longer getting really developed in college. You're not there long enough to be developed. And so guys have a astute pathway to make it to the NBA, but you have to pay your dues down in those ranks. And I tell you what, there have been some great guys that come out of the G League here that have been making an impact on this league for the last couple of years.
I don't have enough time to name all the guys, but the one I tell everybody is Pascal Siakam of the Raptors. People don't realize he started with the Raptors 905, and he was a decent player there. He got an opportunity to go back and forth and play for both. And he got a lot of good minutes with Toronto. And now he might be the most improved player in the league, and he's just terrific. There's guys throughout the league that you just don't realize they've spent time. I believe it now it's about 42-44% of players in the NBA have G League experience. And that doesn't mean they've played a lot, but it gives you the opportunity to go. If you're not playing in the NBA, you're playing there. And that's the only way, Brad, that you're going to get better.
But the other thing, and you just touched on it, Scotty. So you have guys that used to be juniors and seniors in college that would just start to be really meeting their developmental potential. And when that comes up, what happens is it's been taken away now because the way that the is structured now with the collegiate level, that you don't have that opportunity to develop. So now you got to go somewhere and not just sit down, right? But sit down to somebody who has a ability to develop you and get you better. So to Siakam's point, right, he gets to get developed down there, right? And you think Toronto didn't need that last year? Yes, he did.
And Fred VanVleet was right with him.
VanVleet was another one there.
Absolutely. See, these guys, again, they're starting to see that, you know, you can make maybe more, well, you can make more money playing international basketball. But guys are starting to see now in the G League that, you know, more teams are using it and utilizing it differently than it did before. It's almost like a place to maybe stash guys. Now these guys, Devontae Graham of Charlotte right now, and again, I could go on all day about names, but they're starting to see that, boy, if I stick around, if I can maybe get one of these two-way contracts, the money is okay, but it's giving me the exposure and the opportunities to get playing time with the parent club. And I mean, Alphonso McKinney. Yeah. Alphonso McKinney was with the Raptors 905. I'm going, this kid's pretty good. Then he went to Windy City. Now he's playing for the Cavaliers. He's bounced around the NBA a little bit, but he's found a place in the league to play.
And that's so key, getting the chance to
play, right? Yeah.
Well, not just play, but play against NBA. You can't duplicate NBA quality and level talent in Europe. You just can't.
That's right.
You cannot, right? So the only place you can get it here is in these continental United States and figure out how to get better. And so guys are now figuring out, to Scott's point, that it may be best if I stay here and play at the G level league and get some experience and then start to put myself in a position to transition and give myself some exposure to some NBA teams that you might not see if you play for Barcelona or any team in Spain or anything like that. So it's best. And see, guys are getting rewarded for staying here.
You know, one of our guys, one of our two ways, Dean Wade, you know, he's with the Cavaliers now on the trip with Kevin and Larry having their injury issues right now. Dean got to play about 9 minutes in that game against the Knicks. Now, he really didn't put the numbers up, but he played some good minutes. It was just get out there and just play. You don't have to think so much. Now he can go back down to the G League with the Charge. He played four games, averaging about 15 points and 10 rebounds. First game, he played 23 and 20. You know, give them minutes. But the key becomes you want to play them back and forth. You don't want them to sit one place or the other. So right now, hopefully, while he's here, and if Kevin is still out a little bit, if Larry's still going to miss a little bit more time, I'd like to see Dean get a little bit of minutes, maybe here and there earlier in the ball game. Those quality minutes will help so that when he goes to the Cavs, it's not such a big deal. That's what you're hoping to get by transitioning them back and forth.
Talking with Scott Cirilla, voice of the Canton Charge. Scott, who are a couple other players that Cavs fans should be aware of who are now with the Charge?
Well, the other two-way player is Tyler Cook. It's funny, and Brad, you can speak to this. Oftentimes we'll say that players, the game is too fast for them. Tyler right now is too fast for the Charge. He's so anxious because he hasn't played for the Cavs. He's practiced and had shoot-arounds, but he hasn't played many games. So when he goes to Canton, he hasn't had many practices or shoot-arounds. So once he gets out there, he's ready to play. But his athleticism for a big man is terrific. He's very aggressive. And he's one of those guys that, like I said, it's just a matter of giving him opportunities to see where he fits best. I think along with he and Dean Wade, they just need the time. And there's no guaranteeing what they are, but we don't know what they are until we get a chance to see them. And that's what you need.
Scott, thanks for stopping by. What's your favorite bus ride? It's the journeys in the G League. There are some interesting rides, right?
Favorite or least favorite?
Well, I don't know, but you can tell me what's the most interesting bus ride.
Well, Erie's only about an hour and a half, so I don't complain.
That's not bad.
That Grand Rapids back in the middle of the night, not a big fan of that one. Not a big fan of getting home at 2:30 in the morning on those bus rides.
All part of the G League.
That's
hey, Scott,
part of the ride.
Good stuff. Thank you very much.
You got it.
Scott Cirilla joining us. It's Cavs HQ. Mike Snyder along with Brad Sellers. And we've got Brad's final thoughts about the Cavaliers in this early going of the season. That's coming up next after this timeout.
This February, the big tour stops here. Chance the Rapper, February 4th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Special guests Lil Yachty and Taylor Bennett. An all-new experience with songs from The Big Day, Coloring Book, Acid Rap, 10 Day, and more. Get tickets at ChanceRaps.com. Don't miss The Big Tour, Chance the Rapper, live. New album, The Big Day, out now.
Hi, all. Jimmy Hanlon here. Do you want to play unlimited golf for the rest of 2019 for just a card fee? Yeah, you heard it right. All the golf, no greens fees. Now you can at Stonewater Golf Club or Little Mountain Country Club. Stonewater and Little Mountain have great individual or corporate memberships now available for 2020. If you join either club for 2020, you can play the rest of 2019, both clubs, for just a card fee. The sooner you act, the more free golf you get. Hope to see you on the links. Visit us at stonewatergolf.com or littlemountaincc.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit dominionenergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
At First Energy, we're putting more into tomorrow so you can get the most out of today by investing in a smarter, stronger, safer grid and innovative technology that improves reliability. But most of all, we're investing in our people, the dedicated men and women who work each and every day to bring you a brighter future where energy is smarter and living is better. See their stories and more at firstenergycorp.com.
Get to the newly transformed Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and light the land with your Cleveland Monsters. Exciting promotions, concession deals, and an unforgettable fan experience make Monsters hockey serious fun.
Join the Monsters on Saturday, November 30th for a Cavaliers 50th season celebration featuring Cavs legends, mascots, entertainment teams, and more.
For tickets, visit clevelandmonsters.com or visit any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Monsters hockey, light the land.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
Welcome back to Cavs HQ. Mike Snyder along with Brad Sellers. We thank Scott Cirilla for joining us. Some tales of the G League and some good stuff really in terms of player development. I got a kick out of the bus ride tales. Brad, you've played all over the world. Is there like the most memorable trip that you tell everybody about?
Well, I just remember from Chicago to Milwaukee. It was a bus trip from Chicago to Milwaukee, but it was the adventure on the bus, not let alone the game. We wouldn't worry about the game. I mean, this was a rookie in Chicago. So the guys, the veterans, Jordan, Oakley, I mean, by the time we got on the bus, time you started on the bus, they started ripping into everybody from your clothes to your college, and that would be an hour ride up, an hour ride back. So we'd go up on the ride. They talk about you all the way up, right? Don't spare no expense until you get to the arena. Play your game. You think after a long game you'd be tired, right? Didn't do that. Got back on the bus and rode you all the way back to Chicago till you got to your car in the parking lot till you could go home. Right? And that was every trip to Milwaukee.
That's his pick. I'm just thinking of Michael Jordan getting out of bus with you and Charles Oakley.
You walk on and talk about, that looks like a $10 shirt you have on. What kind of shirt is that that you have on here? Let me see the tag on that.
That was the longest hour ride ever, right? Chicago to Milwaukee. Good stuff. Hey, Brad, the Cavs, you know, you bounce around. That is life in the NBA, the road trip. And then when you come home, there's just constant games. I wanted to ask you, you know, that's one of the things we've talked about, the young players. Coach Beilein, you know, coming out of the college ranks, very little practice time in the NBA. That's one of the things I think he's talked about, that it's hard when you don't get any real, you know, you get a day off, maybe you just need to rest the guys. That's going to be something he's got to overcome too, or deal with, I should say.
Well, Mike, he has to adjust too. I mean, this is totally different than what college is all about. We're not playing two games in a week. We're playing four. Could be 5 and 7 days. It depends on how it's laid out. And so the thing about it is, he has to get used to it. The players have to get used to it. But what has been surprising, his ability to go with the flow and figure out. He's figuring out on each game where he needs to be, how he needs to attack, who needs to rest, who doesn't need to rest, and how to drive people to a position of, because he don't want to lose. You can tell he doesn't want to lose, right? So he wants to be in a position where the Cavaliers are competitive night in and night out.
You know, you look at the Cavs and life in the NBA, and really – you know, this recent trip with the Knicks, you go to New York, then all the way down to Miami, then out to Dallas, and then you come home and play at home the next day. That home game's almost like another road game. In Dallas, interesting player, Luka Doncic, he's doing things in the early going that I think only LeBron has done in terms of a 40-point triple-double at that age of his career. What do you see when you see Luka, Brad?
Well, I see a very, very special player that is gracing the shores of his country and playing at such a high clip that if you don't know who he is, by the time you leave either the Dallas arena or your home arena, you're going to know exactly who he is, because he is putting up spectacular numbers. He is really leading that Maverick team in a position to be a threat night in, night out, with the addition of Porzingis, right? I think that they have solidified themselves in the West of having a very formidable team.
There'll be an interesting team to keep an eye on going forward. Portland will come to Cleveland, and Carmelo Anthony recently signed by them. It's taken him a while to find a team. He can still shoot, can't he?
Well, I think it's a good fit for him because they need production. They lost a couple of people during free agency. They need some production, and Melo was sitting out there, and we're going to see if what exactly he has left in the tank. Can he accept a role from off the bench, and if that's what they give him, and can he thrive in that role? Now, there's an opportunity out there because you've got Lillard leading the way out there, and they all need help. They want to crack the code too, right? Because right now Golden State had the code for a long time. Now it looks like it's going about to be somebody else. And so in this case here, Melo has wanted the chance to be back in this league. The Blazers want to be better than they are. So now you give the Blazers some pieces, and you'll see. We'll all wait and see what transpires. Is this the end of Melo's career, or is this giving him another lease on life?
Yeah, maybe they need a push because they've had a bumpy beginning. But it is wide open, as it's been in the NBA, when you look at the teams that have a shot in the West. And the East looks like it's open among a group of teams that could win that. You know, I've always felt for the NBA players, because Cavs always have a game the night before Thanksgiving and a game the day after. So how do players, you know, can you still eat a lot of turkey and stuffing?
Well, you got to be smart, right? And so you want to think that you cannot pig out, but you got to be able to produce. And so everything in moderation, right?
Okay.
In moderation, right?
Uh-huh.
Some people are better at it than others, right? And you can usually tell in that game, the game after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You can usually tell.
I mean, that's tough, you know, and there's always games because, and really even, you know, around Christmas time as well, there's always games. It's a big time, big nights for fans to go to games, holiday games. They want to go to games. But the players, you got to keep playing. You can't just eat all that.
Yeah, you got to keep playing. And, you know, I was fortunate to play on numerous Christmas Day games, right? Not that I wanted to be on Christmas Day, but it's a badge of honor because that means your team is typically doing pretty well, or expected to do pretty well. People want to see it, and so you just have to respond, because people on that Christmas Day, on any holiday game, they want to see a good performance. So it's up to us as players to be able to be in a position where we can be successfully prepared to play.
Brad, we look at the Cavs here early going, as you get to that, maybe you start approaching that quarter point of the season. What are you looking for now, maybe in this next set of games for the Cavs?
Well, the next set of games, Mike, I'm looking for this. Now you had some success early. Now we've taken a few lumps here and there because, as I said before, people have tape on you now. So now I want to see the response. Now that you know that they have tape on you, what will we do to be prepared the next time we see that next stretch? And that's going to come again. And so I fully expect that Coach Beilein to have the team prepared in a different manner because he's learning too, right? He's learning too. And, you know, as a rookie coach, you can get taken advantage of in this league from some of the veteran coaches who have been around. So I'm expecting him as a basketball gym rat to be prepared to go for the next leg in the segment.
Brad, this hour has flown by. It has been fun. Great to be with you.
It's always good to be here on Cavs HQ. Love it.
It's great to be here. Keep that ball bouncing, Cavaliers. Keep up the great work. We thank Scott Cirillo. It was great to visit with Nick Moletti. Just a fun show to do. And for Brad Sellers, this is Mike Snyder saying, go Cavs on Cavs HQ.
Hasta la vista, baby!
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
The Lumineers 3, the World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, with special guest Mount Joy. On sale now, available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.